Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Thursday. How's everybody doing?
I had to think about that one, didn't you?
You guys doing good?
Do that one of those.
Are you doing well?
Yeah.
Actually would be the right word.
Yeah. Are you doing good? Ooh, good do I. Yeah. Oh,
are you
yeah.
doing well?
Doing well.
How's everybody feeling?
Stupendous.
Yeah, good.
Well, it's another beautiful
fall
day.
God!
Look at this weather we're having.
The new San Diego.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
This is golfing weather, baby.
I know. I golfed yesterday, and then like I was invited out today, and I was like, no, it's going to rain. No, it's another great
Perfect.
Freaking day. Got up there, blew out some gutters. Good stuff happening. It was one of those crispy yard working days.
Looked like a lot of people were out shopping when I was doing some stuff this morning.
Commerce.
A lot of Christmas gifts.
I did hit the
Costco. I had like the ultimate old man day. Like you're blowing out gutters, you're heading to Costco. Like
yeah.
went to a barber. I was like 1,000 years old today. Yeah, the Costco was jumping a little bit. I wouldn't say it was packed, but you know. Hey, FYI, Costco pet meds now. The lady told me, like, we were doing, like, sandwich secrets. Like, as I was checking out, she goes, hey, did men tell you? And I was like, oh, what are we doing? We use the low voice, like the Garth Brooks voice. She goes, hey, I don't know if anyone told you yet, but pet meds now at the pharmacy. I was like, oh. And then she told me, she's like, someone came in here the other day. No idea if this is true or not, but I like I like when someone does the, someone came in here the other day, said the vet, $275. That's what they wanted for the medication. Here, $20.
Wow.
And I was like, oh.
Wow.
And so then she's like, yes. She goes, just bring in the prescription, have it called in. And then the lady gave me like a little wink. You know, she just gave me one of those like, huh. And then like signed off my receipt and then was like, all right. And you know, get a little finger gun thing. So that was kind of fun. Felt like she was in the know. Just telling me like Costco secrets. So I guess if you need pet meds now and like everything else, you can get a giant TV. You can get an engagement ring. You can buy like a Snuggie, and then you can go get pet meds all under one roof.
Don't forget milk and eggs.
Yeah, milk
a
and
sectional.
Eggs. Sectional. Yeah, sectional. They had the seasonal stuff up there. A lot of Santa stuff and plants and Costco's. It's just
I like Costco, but I never go.
I keep a tight. Like, when I get asked to go to Costco because the BTJ is out of town, I give her a six. She has six things. You can ask for six. That's it. Anything more than that, sorry. You're on your own. You got six items.
I don't think you should be able to ask for anything while you're at it. You're out of town.
Yeah. Well,
What's that about?
I had to get dog food. So.
Okay, that's one thing.
That's one thing.
Just go get the dog food.
Well, I allow her.
That's what I do.
I allow her the
you're
grace
nicer than me.
Of six things.
Boy, I tell you what, if my wife were out of town and I went to Costco, there is zero chance she would know that I went there. If she knew I was going there, she'd be like, hey, will you pick up...
What was that?
You know?
Costco always wins. Like, you can't just get six things.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, you can
have to be very
You can get six things, which is why you put your foot down, and she's like, what? I'm like, no, six.
You have to be very...
Pick your six.
You have to be very disciplined there.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a weird Costco, like, interaction when I was buying just one thing. I was like... They have a self-checkout now, too, which is super nice.
That's where I go.
Yeah, but they... Sometimes I like to pay with cash still. They don't accept cash there. So I was like, okay, I got to get in line. I'm only literally grabbing a $17 item. The guy in front of me is looking at me like... You do something wrong? You only got one thing.
You sure you don't want anything else?
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't even an employee. It's like, yes, I came in here needing one thing. I will not be susceptible to the, I need to spend $300 every time I'm in here.
You got to put on the blinders. Yeah. You really do. Because you're easily distracted. There's samples going on, and then, like, there's shiny objects.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, the TV, because I told you, like, we'll probably get a TV this Christmas. I had to put up the nope. I did walk through or walk by the TVs. Yeah. I did not allow myself to peruse.
Oh, it gets tough. That's really nice.
It's a drive-by. You got to be careful, man. You got
to
be careful.
That guy was looking at you like, you realize how much stuff you don't need is in here?
Yes.
No, seriously, it's like, wow. So even you were encouraging me to go, what, be just crazy with my bank account? Like, act like it's all... Yeah.
Well,
whatever.
I mean, look around. Yeah. Look around you.
Consume, baby. Consume.
Look at these prices. You can't afford not to buy these things.
Well, we like made Costco. Up for it. $640 was our last ticket from my wife and I last time we went to Costco.
That's me at the Nike store.
Yeah, it'll get you.
Damn it.
What, the employee store?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a little like because you think you're getting great deals. Well, so you look down and you're like, how is it that? And then you start doing some math in your head and you're like, ah, damn it. I'm like, all right.
But, you know, once a year. Yeah, that's it. I just like to. I don't know. I'm saving time.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm saving money.
Probably not.
But I'm saving time. Two things about Costco. Now, I don't go very often, so you tell me if this is any different these days.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I don't think they take. Can you pay with your debit card there? Don't you have to have certain credit cards? Like,
as long as I believe it is a Visa right now. It used to be MasterCard. So as long as you have a Visa debit card, yes,
Visa,
you can pay.
Okay.
Well, we have the.
I ran into a problem there once where. Because I have American Express.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that
anymore. Look at you.
They don't.
No.
Really?
They literally have had.
They don't take your kind.
Maybe that's what it was. They've
had an exclusive deal with one card at a time for a while. Back in the day, it was Amex.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and then I think it switched to MasterCard. Okay. Now it's Visa.
So and you can only use.
Yes.
Yeah, that one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that always throws me for a loop. And the other thing is I never know which side to put the card on.
Mm.
You know how when you pull up to the you pull up to the checkout counter.
Yeah, well now everything is like
I always go the wrong side.
Yeah, there's barcodes now, so you can't really screw it up.
What do you mean?
Like your card has now like a barcode. Like we have the Costco. I don't know. It's like our membership card is the
cart.
Oh, the cart.
You know, when on the wrong side of the register.
Yeah, because there's this kind of opposite.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little strange.
It threw me off.
Yeah, well, you are not a consumer.
I get scared of Costco.
Yeah, Costco.
It scares
me. It scares
and then you
everybody.
Have people like lowercase. You know lowercase?
Oh, yeah.
He apparently used to work at Costco. He was like one of those guys at the end of your day or your shopping day where they were like, hey, do you need windows to go with your drinks that you just
I got hit with one of those today. Someone was asking me if I needed, what was it? It was like a water softener, some sort of water purification thing for the house. I was like, what a strange thing. No, I'm good.
Somebody texted and said, last time they went to Costco, the checker said you didn't spend $100. You lose. You've got to go back through.
Yep.
It really is hard to get out of there for $100.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff in there. They got a lot of different things. A
lot of people saying good deals.
Yeah. All right. Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, it was my old man Thursday that I had today. Yeah. I
love a good old man day.
You blow out some gutters and then you head to Costco. Yeah. Man, I just need to go build a deck now and then yell at some punk kids.
Such a dad.
Yeah. Although there was like, there's like the Costco that I went to, there's like a Christian school, like right next door to it, like a private school. And they were out on lunch. And let me tell you something, those were some no good nicks. They were causing, you know, for a bunch of church-going kids, they were flooding the parking lot. They were up to no good. I was giving them a scowling of a lifetime. Punk kids and their broccoli hair.
Did you send a message?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was definitely a scowl. I gave them a frowning. They knew what's up.
What were they doing? Were they throwing rocks? Were they slingshotting rocks at
they
your
were
car?
They were causing problems in the parking lot.
Right.
You know what it was?
Screaming too loud?
Tomfoolery. A lot of tomfoolery in the parking lot.
Did you ever
I
watch,
like
there was a, I think we talked about this, maybe, I can't remember if we talked about this on the air or not. There's a documentary on Netflix about a woman in Florida who was just what you were saying, except that she ended up killing the mother of the children.
Whoa, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. She just didn't like, she was racist.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't like kids, and the kids would play in an empty lot next to her. Glass like to her front door,
and that wasn't that
she
was no
didn't
good.
She was not having it.
No, well,
there's a whole documentary on it. I can't remember what it's called.
Well, that's what I thought of today because, like, most of the people on a Thursday at Costco, at like noon, it is an older crowd. And I will tell you, there were plenty of the people in the parking lot that were not thrilled with the school kids because they did just flood over from the school because, like. In that little, there's a little strip mall kind of attached to it, and then there's like a Jimmy John's or whatever, you know. So I'm sure they were all just going over for lunch, and they were just going about their carefree, footloose, fancy ways. And let me tell you something. Bob, who's running in to get his pet meds at 12:30, he's not up for these kids causing anarchy.
And I'm with him.
And the kids were riding in shopping carts, you know? Oh, and let me tell you what, that was pissing some people off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, kidness needs to stay contained. And
it was not contained.
We all know. And that's what...
It ran rampant.
That's what drives us olds crazy. Like, we didn't ask for this. I am at Costco. I am not at a playground. What is happening?
This is
why they need fences around schools, much like prisons. Prisons and schools, keep them separate.
Fenced in, yeah.
We don't want their whatever crap they're passing around, yeah. Like some virus. It's always a virus. We don't want that.
Kids and their germs.
Yeah, we don't want their shenanigans. You know, now their germs are all over the shopping carts. This is how us adults get sick.
The amount of people literally scowling at these kids they were wandering through a parking lot. It was hilarious because you could tell every person there was pissed that, like, I don't know, 50 kids were wandering across the parking lot.
Was it lunchtime or were they, like, skipping?
No, it had to be lunchtime.
The one, I went to South Salem High School, the one Dunkin' Donuts that was left in Oregon was, like, two blocks up from our high school. And by the time I graduated, they were, like, they had an agreement with the school to call whenever there were kids there because they just assumed they were skipping. So, like, the local business was calling my school reporting skippers.
No, it had to be, unless they got let out early, it had to just be lunchtime. And like I said, I don't know what school.
But lunchtime, again, yeah, contain it.
Contain it.
We never got to leave for lunch, for when you were, like, it was, like, senior day.
And I don't know what it is. It's just, like, there's a big cross.
How do you get to leave
on
for
the top of it?
Like, is that a thing now with kids?
They get yes. close when I went. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, open campus.
Really?
Yeah, they just.
You can just go get McDonald's.
Not as a freshman, but once you became a sophomore. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't have that.
We did. Yes, the freshmen and sophomores couldn't, but
yeah,
juniors and seniors, you could go. And once you left, you never came back.
But, no. You know. Are you kidding me? Effing kidding
And they would, like, monitor for, like, the younger kids. And you would just, like, kids would, like, hide in trunks and in, like, the back seats of cars. And
well, and that's the
Steve,
thing.
Steve, the security guards out there, like, you know, pretending it's, like, some sort of ice raid. Like, seeing who you're smuggling out of the building. And then eventually the kids just left and, like, climbed a fence and went and smoked. I mean,
our cafeteria was right next to the football field. You could just wander out the door onto the football field.
Kick a field goal.
And then walk off the field. Yeah, kick a field goal.
No offense to school security guards out there, but, man, if you're seriously, like, rummaging through trunks and you're trying to catch that sophomore who's illegally, not illegally, but against school rules, like, leaving campus for 30 minutes, dude... Take a deep breath. Maybe sit a few plays out. We're taking this. I understand that the police career didn't work out, and then Metro Security didn't hire you, and, like, you want to be like a Navy SEAL, but that's not happening. But maybe just, like, take it back a notch or two. Maybe get that security job at Moda Center or something, and breathe a little bit. It's okay.
Well, it's Thursday. That means it's Dan Lanning Day.
Yes,
he will be on our show, returning after. Well, we missed him for 2 weeks? Did they have a bye before?
Not two in a row. We missed him on the bye week, and then the short week,
we missed him.
We missed him.
So we have missed him two in a row.
No.
Yeah.
No, we had him.
No, we didn't. We didn't have him last week.
Yes, Iowa was not a Friday game.
But I thought they had a bye week.
They did. They had a bye week before Iowa. They played Iowa, and then they had a short week against Minnesota.
So we talked to him about rain. What he would wear in the rain.
Yes, we talked to him after Iowa. We did not talk to him before Minnesota because of the short week, and now we get him before USC. So we have missed him 2 weeks. It has not been 2 weeks.
How did we talk to him after Iowa and before Minnesota? I don't understand that.
We
talked to him before Iowa.
Before Iowa.
Not before Minnesota.
Yes.
And now we're talking to him before USC.
There you go.
We're doing great.
I was a little backwards.
You sure were. But I was off by week. I feel like their schedule has been weird this year.
It has a little bit.
It's not been fluid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's been very...
A little choppy.
Choppy. Yeah. Good word.
And then we had the early, you know, the Friday game and, you know.
Again, choppy.
Choppy. And game day being back, so.
Hey, they announced the guest picker.
Yes.
It's going to be Big Sook and his new dog.
Going down there, we're attacking Herd Street.
It's going to be a hell of a thing when your new dog starts neck wrestling Pete, or whatever that stupid dog's name.
Yeah, I think it's Peter.
Peter.
Come on.
Peter doesn't know what's. No. Peter has no chance against your. What is that thing called?
An Akita.
I know, but what's the name?
Ka.
No. Oh, you're taking Ka. I thought you were putting the new one out
there. Yeah, we can put the new one out there too. You know, I can go double.
Ka might not like that.
We can go double barrel. Yeah, Ka doesn't want to be upstage. This is his big moment.
Yeah, you can't just get a new dog and then take him to game day. And Ka's like, what the hell? I've been fighting for that spot for 5 years.
Where am I? Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Still think of that bro skateboarding and drinking ocean spray whenever I hear
it. I know.
It's forever. It's sad that that's what I...
Why is that sad?
Well, because this is one of the greatest songs of all time by, you know, an unbelievable artist or artiste. And I think of a guy skateboarding, drinking cranberry juice.
What did you think of before?
Well, I just thought
when you heard Dreams.
Stevie Nicks. And dude, Fleetwood Mac, despite the fact that they all were sleeping together and hated each other, it's amazing stuff. And it kind of cheapens it. It's like when I think of Harry Carey, I think of Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. And again, probably does a disservice to the greatness that is Harry Carey.
I don't think the guy, was he on a skateboard?
Yeah, he was on a skateboard. Yeah, he was on a longboard.
I don't think he cheapens it at all. I feel like that went viral because it was the perfect recreation of the vibe that song created.
He was vibing.
That's what that's 100%. The whole idea.
Yeah.
And he's got what is he drinking? Like
ocean spray, like cranberry juice, like out of like a big bottle.
He's
man.
He's
out there vibing,
that's
man.
That's the best. Like, if you could put anything to Dreams, that's the best thing you could do.
Just out there
Which
vibing.
Is why it was seen by a million people, or billions of people, or trillions, probably gajillions.
A lot of people.
By the way, that documentary I was talking about on Netflix, it's called The Perfect Neighbor.
Ah.
And it's only footage, it's only police cam footage from several incidents of these children versus this crazy lady. And it's wild.
And she killed them?
No, she killed the mom.
Yeah, she killed the mom, not the kids.
But it was that whole stand your ground sort of
mantra. Which usually just means I'm looking for an excuse to shoot you.
Yeah, so anyway, it's a good watch. USC is playing at Oregon on Saturday. Did you know that?
I did know that.
12:30 kick right here on The Fan.
Yes.
The coach, Dan Lanning, will join us in about, looks like about 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? No, 38 minutes. But Marcus Mariota will be the celebrity guest picker on game day.
He figured as much. He's in town. He's on a bye. They're doing a some tribute gear to him for the Marcus Mariota Foundation.
Mariotto.
So that makes sense. And you can't keep picking Sabrina. So thank God.
What if he weren't in town? Who do you think they would have picked?
Well, eventually they got to get to Joey, right? For God's sakes.
No, they would have called Ty Burrell back up or something.
I feel like they are ignoring Joey, and that's not okay.
It's not. I mean, he's kind of a big deal there.
I feel like there's a lot of Oregon people they're ignoring, but...
who else?
Well, Kenyon Barner is a guy that I think some people want to...
Joey's bigger than Barner.
Yes, he is, but...
What about, nice guy and one of the best in the NFL right now, Eric Armstead? Like, get him on a bye week. There's just so many names out there that are associated with Oregon, they're just kind of poo-pooing.
Well, Herbert's on a bye,
mm-hmm.
and so is Nick's.
Yes.
So they probably would have got one of those guys if Mariota weren't... I mean, he's already here because they're inducting him into the Oregon Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Maybe they're all three going to be guest pickers.
Well, I mean...
And they all pick USC.
They could be here. You know, they could be on the sidelines. A lot of times people do it. Mahomes was on a bye, and he showed up to the BYU-Texas Tech game. Not that they needed him there, but yikes.
Well, I would say I'm excited for this, and I am, because it's a playoff elimination game.
Well, for USC, I don't think it's for Oregon, but...
Well, it could be.
I'll tell you, if Oregon loses, then it puts the Washington game all of a sudden on a different pedestal. But yeah. Oregon with another loss will be fine. Just like Alabama was fine with another loss. They'll be okay.
But I just don't I don't have any faith in USC, so I'm only mildly excited.
Well, USC on the road is a dicey proposition at best. So you look at their two losses at Illinois and at Notre Dame. You know, and the Illinois game was razor thin. Notre Dame was just better than you. I mean, their big road win is Nebraska, and that wasn't necessarily going great until Dominic Raiola broke his leg, and then there was a turnover.
Huh? Dylan.
Is it Dylan?
Yeah. Dylan Raiola.
Why did I think Dominic?
I don't know.
Can I also say
you can call
that,
him whatever you want.
Yeah, because can I call him? Meh. Hey, way to spend millions of dollars on that guy.
Yeah, he was never great.
No, he was never great. Talk about overhyped.
Is he back next year? It was the whole Pat Mahomes thing. Oh, he looks like Pat Mahomes. He has the same hair. That's literally all it was.
Well, he's not going to the NFL. So whether he's back in Nebraska or someone else pays him to go be their quarterback, I mean, he's coming back.
That was my question. Is he's back in college next year?
Yeah, he's back in college.
Future Oregon quarterback, Dylan Raiola.
Dante Moore is coming back, so you don't need him, at least next year. Although, man, Raiola, if he wanted to come sit on the bench and learn from Dante Moore, but Dante Moore is not going to the NFL. It's a terrible kept secret in the draft world. But Nebraska, I mean, that was 21-17, so.
They beat Purdue.
Again.
Oh, you're saying road games?
Yeah, they're road games.
They beat Purdue.
Wow.
They beat Purdue. Well, I mean, look.
And they did beat Iowa. I mean, that was at home.
That game, Iowa scores 21 points, goes up 21-7, and then remembers their Iowa.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I don't know. I have no faith in Lincoln Riley in a huge game at Autzen Stadium. Yeah. I have none. And so I think Oregon, I mean, the spread's 10 for a reason. Mm-hmm. USC gave up 31 points to Michigan State.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, come on, man.
But
Oregon's the more complete team.
But I will say, yeah, Oregon is the more complete.
They have the more trustworthy quarterback. They have the better run defense. USC's run defense isn't that good.
No.
So I don't know. I'm hoping that it's close and good, but I think Oregon should handle their biz.
That's
how I feel about it.
This is all I'll say about USC. USC can score, right? We know that. It's a very, very good offense. Even, you know, they've lost their two best running backs and the offense still goes. They'll have the two best receivers in this game. They'll have the better quarterback, at least right now in this year. I don't know about future NFL stuff, but he's been the better player this year. They have a good run game. I don't think it's as good as Oregon's, but it's a good run game. And Lincoln Riley is 40-0 at USC when his teams give up 20 points or less. Can USC hold Oregon to 20 points? I doubt it. But we've also seen Oregon's offense this time of year spin their wheels a little bit, and it doesn't always look dynamite. So I give USC a puncher's chance in this. It all comes down to whether – oh, and let's also give credit where it's due. The last three games, USC's defense in the second half has given up 6 points. So two field goals and they in Nebraska and Northwestern, and they shut out Iowa. So Not a good offense in there. But again, I give USC's defense some credit. They bowed their back against Michigan and stopped the run real well. And there is NFL talent on that side of the ball. The question comes down to simply this. Can USC's defense stop Oregon from running the ball? I don't think that's the case. But if they load up and they just say, hey, you know, beat us throwing the ball, and Oregon has one of those games where Moore is a little pressured and you've got banged up receivers, is that one of those things where USC can drag them into deep water? USC is not going to be out of this game if they do fall behind by 7 or 10 points. So I think it's an interesting matchup, but you're right in that the better team, the more complete team, the team at home is Oregon. But I don't view this as some sort of kind of, kind of a foregone conclusion. I think that's a very dangerous way to look at this game.
I mean, I don't think anybody's looking at it that way. It's just, you know, USC with Lincoln Riley has not been, they haven't been winning these games.
No.
So until they do, no one's really going to have faith in that. I think there's a lot of pressure on Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
And this is a huge game for him. I mean, because if they don't win this, it's like same old.
Yeah.
Miss the playoff. Yeah, nice. 9-3, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you do win this, now you're on target to maybe make the playoff. That's a whole different, now it's like people are saying, USC fans are saying, hey, it's finally here.
Yeah.
The guy we hired.
Yeah. And it's
so it's huge game for USC. Oregon, I think it's like they just got to prove that they're better than how they've looked in some of these games. You know, I think, yeah. I mean, they're 9-1, right? 9-1?
Oregon? Yes.
So they're, I mean, they're doing great. Mm-hmm. But some concerns about the offense. Really kind of a weird schedule. You know, you already lost one game at home. It's kind of like, what do we really know? Is Oregon elite? I mean, I know a lot of the odds makers think they are. I saw the line on the potential Alabama-Oregon game. You know what that line would be? Playoff game?
Alabama by,
it would be at Autzen.
It's at, I still say Alabama by 2.5.
Oregon minus 3.5.
Okay.
So the odds makers think Oregon is really good.
Nice.
I think there's still some, this is, I guess what I'm saying is this is the game to prove that.
Yeah.
And if, and because we know what USC is, you should win this. I mean, the spread's 10. You should win this game by 10.
Yeah.
By double digits. You should.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. The other one too is I'm looking to see, I don't know if I've seen an update, but two of USC's best defensive players are their two safeties. It's Fitzgerald and Ramsey, and both of those guys are NFL guys. They both got hurt at Iowa, and as far as I know, their status is, quote, uncertain. But if those guys don't play, I mean, those are, for what USC does, because USC plays in that nickel just like Oregon does, and maybe for this you're trying to add an extra linebacker. I would assume Oregon's just going to come out and try to run it down their throat. But, I mean, these are two guys, especially Fitzgerald, that are big in the run game as well. That'll be a big deal. I mean, if arguably your two best defensive players can't play, and already you're not a great defensive team, and I have not seen an update, and I don't know if we'll even get one. You know, the way college works, even though you're supposed to have injury reports, you know, that could be a huge deal with USC going on the road potentially without two of your very best players.
Well, Oregon's pretty banged up too, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes, yeah. But not on the defensive side of the ball. That's a that's an offensive.
I think that, did I read that 14 guys didn't play last week against Minnesota for Oregon?
That wouldn't shock me at all.
So, a lot of guys.
Well, look, it wouldn't shock me one bit if we just saw 12 personnel, two tight ends, and just a steady rotation of a rolling ball of butcher knives with a number 0 on his chest. Oh, and then, by the way, the rest of the backs, and you just saw it just prove, make USC prove that they can stop the run.
Oregon at Autzen since 2017 is 52-4, and they are 24-2 under Dan Lanning.
That's very good. And I'm with you. It does not, this USC team does not smell like the team that's going to go in there. And
you, sometimes you can sniff those things out.
Yes.
You go, ooh. Yeah. Kind of like the Indiana games. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
USC? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, between the two games, and by the way, I think Oregon handles their business in both of these. I mean, you can make the argument that on the road, if they get healthy, UW might be a scarier test than USC, even though USC is the ranked team.
I think that one has the potential to be a little wilder.
Yeah.
Like strange, funny rivalry things. Yeah. Whereas this one, just, you know, handle your biz, okay?
Yeah. And we'll see.
Can I want you to tell Lanning that.
Can USC, handle
your... Can you just handle this?
Handle your shiz, man.
Whoa. Ooh, I'll tell him that before the air, too.
That scared me.
I'll lead him on, and then you guys can just be like, just give him extra crap.
Handle your shiz.
And the other one, too, is can USC turn this into a track meet, right? Can USC turn this into, hey, let's sling it around and see what happens? And so far, teams have not been able to do that against this Oregon defense, which has been lights out. And there's my little just kind of 2 cent summary there.
Mine, too, Jace.
Yes.
Both of our 2 cent summary, JC Babes. How about that? 2-for-1 here on the show.
That's like a 4 cent summary.
Yeah. I have the latest on DeCorian Moore.
Oh, okay.
But not his injury.
Because no one knows.
Yeah, no.
No.
I mean, somebody knows, but not us.
Not us. They keep that. They like to play that stuff very, very close to the old chest.
So that's next. Here's Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I was listening to Schultz's sports snort there. I had no idea that there were busboys.
What?
Did you hear Schultz's sports snort?
No.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about busboys?
Yeah.
Oh, the bus.
The bus boys.
Yeah, the
Jesse and Joey.
Yeah, they got. No, I think one of them's a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Jesse a girl?
One of them's a girl, one of them's a boy.
Yeah, or is she Jesse's girl?
I see what you did there. Now, I think one's a girl, one's a boy. Both got fired today, but Ginny Bus is still okay. But
well,
the other,
I would imagine Joey is. You think Joey's a girl?
I just saw a photo of
them. Lakers fire Bus brothers from scouting roles.
Brothers.
So
okay.
I didn't know
that there were two Bus brothers in the front office of the Lakers. I learned something new from a Schultzy today.
What were their two names?
They are Joey and Jesse.
Okay, so. Yeah, they're both male. I guess the photo I saw today then was it was the Bus family, but it made it seem like one was female, one was male. But maybe they were showing Ginny Bus, who did not get fired. Ginny Bus is still
Ginny or Jenny?
Or Genie. Genie.
Yeah, the one we all know.
The one we all know that was with Phil Jackson.
That's Genie.
Genie.
Yes.
Okay. So she is still there. She did not get fired.
Okay, so there's not a girl. Bus other than her
other than no she is yeah. still
no,
the team governor.
I just didn't know there were other buses.
Yes, the Lakers have actually, as big as their organization seems and is valued at, they have been a very small run organization. Just in the family, their staff has actually been one of the smallest in NBA organizations, and on top of this, they cleared the entire scouting department out as well. So pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're terrible scouting. What with LeBron and Luka on the team?
I know, like some
they don't know ball.
Some of these names, like Austin Reeves, Alex Caruso, like Max Christie, they are bad.
It's Pelinka. Is Rob Pelinka still there?
Pelinka is still.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe 2.0. Yeah.
I feel like Jerry Buss. I don't know much about old Jerry Buss, other than what I watched in the documentary
Showtime. Yeah,
and I love him because of that.
Simply based on that.
Yeah, that's
completely
the only thing.
Made up and,
yeah,
you know.
That, well, I don't know if it's completely made
it's
up, but
made
a lot
up.
Of it was, some of it was real, some of it wasn't. But I don't care. Yeah. I think he's fantastic based on how John C. Reilly played him in Showtime.
It is interesting. So they pointed out, you mentioned Austin Reeves, Al Caruso, Kuzma, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr., Max Christie. Or Christie, all guys that the Bus brothers did help, but you know, when you bring in new ownership, I mean, who knows? It could be that they got rubbed the wrong way. Maybe just look. The only reason the Bus brothers are in that position is because their last name is Bus. So you know, may guy could just come in and doesn't want to deal with that crap. Maybe they were crowned up. You imagine being a new owner, or maybe Pelinka didn't like him either. I imagine when you're the sons. And you're like you have an ownership stake, and your dad was in there. I can imagine maybe you walk around that place like your ass don't stink. And even if you're decent at your job, no one wants to deal with that crap. None of that surprises me. Wait till Dundon comes in. My guess is he'll probably start cleaning house too. I mean, it's a fresh set of eyes.
There's some great family Bus photos of Jerry and his kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll bet you that was an interesting.
Yes.
An interesting family to grow up.
The documentary Showtime showed me
how
interesting it was.
Oh, I'm in the middle of season two right now. I kind of tend to wait for stuff to just be out for a bit and then watch it. So I'm excited for the finish of that season.
It's got to be weird to grow up knowing that your dad is just a hound. And, you know.
Where's their mom?
Well, and then that guy's leading into one of the executives effing the coach for however long they got together.
And
it's a weird dynamic.
And then went in Playboy and was like, hey, check this out. You know, it's an interesting family dynamic.
It's so
dynamic.
Great. Google Jerry Buss. You go to his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
He's sitting at a freaking card table with poker chips in front of him. Or blackjack. Dude, That would guy's love great. That.
I wish that were my Wikipedia picture.
I will tell you that if you had to change lives with someone,
yeah, that would have been a great life.
You could do a lot worse than doing a Freaky Friday switch with Dr. Jerry Buss.
And he made it to 80.
Yeah.
So decent little.
Yeah.
You know, decent little run there.
Hopefully there's nothing really bad, because he was hanging around like Hugh Hefner and those guys. Like, you know, that's. There might have been some problematic stuff in there, but let's just all pretend that that was all on the up and up. It was a different time.
You can't accuse someone of nefarious activity if it's not proven.
That's what I just said. Let's just assume that everything
was on. Don't put that out there.
Everything was on the up and up. Doing that big comb over doesn't matter. A mustache.
Okay, so our Dan Lanning pregame show, I have the latest on DeCorian Moore, but not his injury.
Okay.
We will get to that next, followed by the coach here on The Fan. All right, this commences the Dan Lanning pregame show. He will be on our show in 12 minutes.
Not to be confused with the Dan Lanning postgame show, which will be coming up after the interview.
Correct. Yeah. Very good, Jace. Mm-hmm. You're getting this thing down after 20 years. It's amazing.
Winning football is winning football.
So I have the latest on DeCorian Moore, but not his injury.
Yeah.
Because no one knows about his injury.
No.
But it has been learned that he will star in an 8-part docuseries on Paramount Plus called Five Star.
Mm.
Did you read about this?
Yeah. This is kind of one of the things that now that we have NIL and these sorts of things, I don't know of another person that's done this. But if this is the first, it certainly is not going to be the last.
Excuse me. He will star alongside Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood, Ohio State cornerback Devin Sanchez, and Penn State tackle Malachi Goodman.
Yeah.
All were big-time recruits in this class. And it is 6 episodes, and it follows them throughout their freshman seasons.
Yeah. I'm assuming, do we know, dip into some of the recruiting stuff as well, or is this exclusively on campus?
What I read, it did not say, but I think it sort of insinuates that it is about their whole process.
Sure.
But don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you could ask Coach Lanning.
I'm guessing that he probably, I mean, I'll be interested to.
Cameras are probably out there.
That's what I'm gonna ask. Like, how does, I'm assuming that you have to get permission through all that. I'm guessing Lanning is going to view this as a good recruiting opportunity. You know, as long as it shows the program in positive light.
Don't you think in today's game, coaches, I mean, the cameras are everywhere. Like, yes. Even your own video team is out there.
Yeah, but you got to be careful in that some of that stuff, how do I say it? Like, because DeCorian Moore chooses to be filmed, it doesn't mean that everyone else does either, or is on board with it. So if I'm Isaiah World and I'm there, I may not want my locker room and my practice and what I'm doing. I would not be comfortable with someone filming me in a documentary style when I'm not getting paid for it. And now I kind of have to watch what I'm saying and doing. I would not be thrilled about that, but maybe this is just a new era, or maybe they have creative control of it. Maybe Oregon gets final say. I know, like, when they do NFL Hard Knocks, make no mistake about it, teams have edit control over that. You can't film something in NFL Hard Knocks that Andy Reid doesn't want out there. Like, that's not a mutually beneficial relationship. So I don't know exactly the details of this, but that's kind of a tricky thing.
I mean, Oregon already has the Ducks versus them going week to week. So those, I don't know how many cameras are following them, but
yeah. And maybe that's what makes this easier. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like cameras are, your own crew is out there, but they also are, it's very easy to tell them where they can and can't film.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even DeCorian Moore knows, like, all right, I'm not going to walk into this room just because, like, we're not ready yet. Like, he's.
Well, I don't know that he does. I mean, he's a freshman. You know, sometimes you got to guide the freshman. Yeah.
By all accounts, though, from what we've heard, and I don't know anything about DeCorian Moore personally, but everything you hear about him is that despite being the number one receiver in the country, the guy came in and works his ass off. He's a hard worker, he blocks. He's not a prima donna, that he actually is putting in the work. And, you know, we'll see where he goes. He's had a nice freshman season, but I remind everybody, you know, Ryan Williams was the outside of, there was a time last year when there was a debate between who was the better receiver, Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams. That is not a debate anymore. In fact, Ryan Williams is kind of having a weird year. He's not even the best receiver in Alabama. That's Jeremy Bernard. Ryan Williams has kind of become a, like a cautionary tale of hype. So DeCorey Moore doesn't seem that way at all. DeCorey Moore seems like a guy that's busting his ass, but you know, he's had a nice year, but DeCorey Moore is not Jeremiah Smith at this point. So a lot of work to be done, but I mean, this is kind of a cool thing to see four freshmen.
And to see the show's called Five Star.
Five Star. Yeah. To see how they adjust, because these kids are coming in, I mean, and expected to play big roles right away. Whereas, you know, most of us, when we come in as a freshman, you know, you redshirt and try to figure out what you're doing. But kids coming out today, man, the freshmen of today are not the same as the freshmen when I was playing 20 years ago. These kids are way, way in better shape, better training, better film study, better habits. They're better athletes.
And just to clarify, it sounds like it follows them through their freshman season. So it will be at Oregon. Yeah. But there could be some parts of it that begin with, you know, their commitment, press conference or at high school, leaving home, something like that.
I would assume that there's got to be some of that, right? Like
that's how it starts. Yeah, I
would think.
So there are 6 episodes, and the first 2 come out December 2nd. Again, this is on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And the final 4 come out on December 18th.
I always liked, and I don't know if they still do it, but they did a thing, I think it might, NFL Network or HBO, it was called Welcome to the NFL, and they followed rookies. Same thing. They followed a handful of rookies through the draft process, draft day, NFL rookie symposium, training camp, and it was kind of, I always enjoyed those, seeing how guys adjusted, and I'll check that out. I'll absolutely check out something like that, because the jump from high school to college is a massive jump, and I'll be interested to see what it looks like today. Because again, I, even having gone through this, it's just not the same game. The game has changed so much, and the parameters over even the last 10 years versus what you have now. I'll be interested to see that look of what that's like. And that's something we can ask Lanning about, of, you know, has he seen a difference in the way freshmen come in now versus when they did when he was a GA? Not that long ago, because he's so young.
Yeah, what's he now, 38?
I think so. He's like 37, 38 years old.
Man, he's not even 40.
No.
Makes me feel bad for where I'm at in my life.
Okay, he's 39, so he's a little older.
40 next year. When's his birthday?
April.
April what?
April 10th.
April.
So creeping, 10. You know, creeping towards 40. You know?
Yeah, he was hired at, what, 35, 36?
Yeah, because this is 4 years,
yep,
right?
So youngest coach in FBS until Dillingham at that time.
Getting old, though. I'm seeing some gray in that little beard of his.
Yeah, there's a touch. There's some touch.
That's head coach gray right there, man. Touch. Holy.
For sure.
That's, yeah, stressful position. It's like when you look at the president.
Look
at the presidential photo when he comes into office, when he leaves office.
Especially the 8
Not
years.
Not this one, though.
If you get 2-term presidents like Obama, the life was literally sucked out of him.
Yeah, well, thanks, Obama.
Well, you can't see anything through, you know.
This
there's a fine sheen on this one.
That's right.
That's lacquer. You're not seeing anything do that.
Lacquer.
You
all right, guys.
Like a redwood.
Let's get out of here. There's your Dan Lanning pregame show. Dan Lanning, the coach of the Ducks, joins us next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.